two summer shows being presented by the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory are Macbeth and King John for this year, and it's such a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the founding artistic director of Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, Tom DeLise. Thanks so much for coming in again.
Thanks, Judith. Great to be back.
So with Macbeth opening this Friday, one might not typically think of Macbeth as summer fare. Tell me about the decision to include it here.
Well, with us, we have a goal, and that's to complete the entire canon of Shakespeare, 38 plays. And we have to always use a mixture of the old favorites, and we have to use a mixture of new ones coming up, like the King John we're going to be doing alongside of it. But Macbeth is one of those old favorites that people love, and we haven't done it since 2012. Unlike the past 6 years where we were performing outdoors, we've moved all our plays indoors. And Macbeth is a specifically good play, I think, to do indoors. We've got a trap door, we've got balconies. And so I think a more interior kind of setting and location for Macbeth is a little bit better. It gives a more claustrophobic kind of feel because we are trapped in Macbeth's mind for a lot of the play.
Tell me about the director.
The director of Kevin Finkelstein, and he's done a fabulous job. This is his first time working with us. He's with the Lean and Hungry Theater in Washington, D.C. So he's brought a lot of energy and unique perspective to the play. I just saw a full rehearsal of it last week and was very, very happy with what I saw. And he's got a really good committed cast with a couple of people that have worked with us before in key roles. And so I think it's going to be a great, great production. I'm looking forward to seeing a dress rehearsal this week.
So as you mentioned, this is going to be followed by King John, and certainly a very rarely produced play, and it probably has to be said not one of his most stellar productions. So what are you bringing to it as director?
Well, two interesting things about King John is, one, it's the first Shakespeare play ever put on film in 1899, not the whole play, but sections of it for promotion. And the other is that it actually has never been done in Baltimore since 1782 by the first Maryland theater company after the Revolution, the Maryland Company of Comedians. So I think there's a lot of parallels to the modern political scene. I won't go any further than that, but there are a lot of parallels to that. And I think it's really kind of an underrated play. You've got some very interesting characters like the Bastard, who is a forecursor of characters like Iago and some of the other interesting, charming, kind of roguish characters, maybe even Falstaff a little bit. Eleanor of Aquitaine, you know, it's got some really interesting characters. And a very famous speech that many scholars feel was a speech that Shakespeare wrote when he was thinking about the death of his own son that had occurred either while he was writing it or right before he did. So it's, I think, an underappreciated Shakespeare play.
Well, well done for doing it. And this is going to be following Macbeth, which opens on Friday. King John will be from July the 27th. Both of these productions in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre on Roland Avenue. More details on the website baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. I've been speaking to their founding artistic director, Tom DeLise. Have a great summer of Shakespeare.
Thanks, Judith. Thank you very much.